who calls herself my mother took $6,000 from me to organize the party, then gave my daughter a mop for her birthday and said, "That's all girls like her deserve." Everyone laughed, but an hour later, there was silence when I, part 2. She looked up and smiled, "Avery, you could have called, I'd have made something." I said nothing, walked in calm, cold. I lay the file on the counter between us, "What's this?" she asked, her voice was sweet, light, like she was genuinely confused. I tapped my phone screen, opened my banking app, showed her the three transactions highlighted, "You stole from me," she blinked, then rolled her eyes, "Oh please, it was for the party, you said you wanted it to be nice, I gave you $6,000 and it barely covered anything, do you know how expensive it is to rent tables, chairs, decorations, the cake alone?" I saw the cake, it was a sheet cake from Walmart. She paused briefly, just a flicker, then she smiled, "You're making a scene over nothing." I placed the document in front of her, three pages outlined, highlighted, signed, "Return the money, you have 3 days," she laughed, actually laughed, "You're not serious." "I'm done."
"With what?"
"With being your bank, your shield, your scapegoat, your babysitter, your excuse." She stood straighter, "You'd really do this over a few dollars?"
"It's not about the money."
"Then what?" "It's about my daughter, the way you humiliated her, the way you laughed when she cried, the way you raised your glass while handing her a mop, that's what this is about." She looked past me, my uncle had just arrived, he stopped in the hallway watching, listening, "What's going on?" he asked. "She's threatening your sister," my mother snapped, "over money?"
"Over theft," I corrected. I turned to him, "She took nearly $2,600 from my account without permission after I gave her $6,000 already."
He looked uneasy, "She probably didn't mean to. She logged into my account from her house on her device, she meant it." My mother's voice got louder, "This is ridiculous, you've always been so cold, so transactional."
"No," I said, "I've just been quiet, there's a difference." Another cousin walked in, now there were four of us in the kitchen, the air was thick, "She's trying to ruin everything," my mother said, "All I've done is love her, all I've done is support her."
"Support," I laughed, the cold hollow sound, "You kicked me out at 19 because I got pregnant, you told me I ruined the family name, you told me not to come back until I learned how to be a mother." I looked around, "I did, I became a mother, a real one, not whatever version you pretend to be."
"Don't do this here," she hissed, "not in front of everyone."
"You did it in front of everyone."
"You're exaggerating." I pulled out my phone again, scrolled to a video, Mia standing with a mop, my mother laughing in the background,
a clear voice, "That's all girls like her deserve." I pressed play, let it run, the room went still, even my uncle stopped chewing, she turned white, "You recorded that?"
"No," I said, "your friend Monica did, she posted it on her story, forgot to delete it before I saw." A long low silence,
"Leave," she whispered, but I didn't move. Instead I reached into my bag one last time, pulled out a legal envelope, stamped, dated, 3 days, I repeated, "Or what?"
"I'll report it, fraud, identity theft, I have everything documented, and if you think I won't press charges."
"You wouldn't," I looked her dead in the eye, "I will." I picked up the folder, tucked it under my arm, and walked to the door, then paused.
"Look back, you didn't just steal from me," I said, "you stole from Mia."
No one spoke, not even my uncle. I opened the door, sunlight spilled in, 3 steps out, I heard her voice again, "You'll regret this." I turned and smiled,
"No, I've regretted everything before this." Then I closed the door, this time it stayed closed.
The first morning after it all ended, I opened my eyes and didn't move, no calls, no notifications, no one shouting from downstairs, just the faint hum of the fridge and Mia's light breathing from her room. 7:12 a.m., light spilled through the blinds in soft lines across my comforter, the cheap clock on the wall ticked like a metronome in a slow healing rhythm. I sat up, looked around, this was my apartment, not big, not new, but mine. The floor still had crumbs from the popcorn we ate during movie night, the couch still had a dent where Mia had fallen asleep. I walked to the kitchen barefoot, the tiles cold but not unpleasant, we had made pancakes the night before, burned the first two, ate the rest on paper towels, no plates, no expectations, just syrup and smiles. I cleaned slowly that morning, wiped every counter, threw out the old plastic utensils I never liked, bought proper forks, I opened every window, let the air in, it smelled like traffic, dust, and somewhere faint in the distance, blooming flowers. I bought curtains that day, sage green like the kind I once saw at a hotel I could never afford, they made the room softer. I bought towels, soft ones, no bleach smell, no scratchy edges, big enough to wrap around both me and Mia when she had nightmares. I washed the bed sheets twice, then ironed them just because I could. That weekend, we rearranged the furniture, moved the couch closer to the window, put Mia's drawings in frames, labeled her crayon bins, labeled my spice rack. I even bought a plant, a real one, we named it Bruno. It sits on the windowsill now, soaking up the sun. No one has told me to move it because it blocks the light. For the first time in a long time, no one tells me what to do. No one tells me I'm selfish. No one tells me I owe them something. No one hands my daughter cleaning tools as a joke.
No one laughs when she looks confused and hurt. On the fourth morning, my phone buzzed. One new message. I refunded the money. Hope that makes you happy. No greeting. No apology. Just a financial correction dressed as generosity. A second message came that afternoon. You overreacted. It was a party. Everyone laughed. And later, you should have just talked to me like adults. I didn't respond. I just turned off notifications, set up email filters, saved screenshots in a folder titled closure. Then I logged out of the family chat. No one noticed. That Friday, my cousin texted, said my mom had been crying, that she was really hurt by how I attacked her. She meant well, he wrote, then added like they always do, you know how she is, she's old school. I stared at the message, then turned my phone over, screen down, let the silence stretch. The next Sunday, a card arrived, no return address, her handwriting, tight, controlled, familiar, inside, a photo of Mia holding the mop, same pink ribbon, same tight smile. She wrote beneath it, she looked happy, you always twist things. I sat on the floor, card in hand, I didn't cry, I just breathed, then folded the photo once, then again, four pieces, clean lines, I dropped them in the trash, covered them with tea leaves and orange peels, I didn't want to see that mop again.